Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast. You know what? That's me. Oh.
We got another false start.
I was going to say, you know what that means. And then I was like, you'll know what that means. And I was like, I should go through with the accent that I've just accidentally put on here.
Do you want to restart?
No.
Was there an accent in your mind?
Didn't you hear the accent? There wasn't an accent going on trying to, but it just then happened. What I said didn't come out right and it sounded like I was trying to put on an accent. So I was like, can I go through with this? Pulled out, thought we should start again, but I also don't want to start again. So the 4WD podcast driven by Shelter. That was a Southern River Band with Letter Ride. I was going to say, you know what that means. It's time for the 4WD podcast. YouTube, all our episodes on Backchat. Send us a message on Instagram at the 4WD podcast. And now, Patreons, thank you for your support. And if you want to support us, get over to patreon.com/the4WD podcast. That's where you can help us out. Keep us on our merry way, delivering extra content for you guys. But
join the other 400.
Yeah.
Divided by 100.
Yeah, 400 waiting, I reckon. They're ready to pull the trigger.
Yeah, definitely.
And apologies for the false start, fellas.
No, I was actually hearing where you were going without you even saying it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. It was a funny entrance. We were good.
Yeah.
It was off the cuff.
You know what that means? I don't know. Ended up like in my head, I was like, I think I've gone Scottish.
You know what the rock's cooking type thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if, the wrestling was just here.
Not long ago.
So do you guys watch it when you were kids?
Yep.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
So do you remember?
Not a lot.
My age is, a little bit older than you guys. And when I watched a little bit of it, I wasn't a massive fan of it, but there was a guy, his name was Mr. Ass. Do you remember him?
Nah.
No.
He had the worst entrance and the worst name. He'd walk in and the song would be like, I'm an ass man. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
And his like finish move would be rubbing his ass in someone's face that he knocked out. Yeah, it's pretty wrong, eh?
Was this whilst it was still WWF?
Yes.
World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
I believe it was.
I was a WWE
child. Randy Orton, Triple H, Undertaker.
Yeah. Randy Orton's still going.
Stone Cold.
Triple H, Stone Cold. That was around that era.
Yeah. Undertaker. Batista.
The Batista bomb.
Yeah, that was Rey Mysterio is my favorite.
Should we change to a wrestling podcast?
Could do. Definitely don't have enough expertise on that. Randy Orton, though, speaking of, was in Perth.
Yeah, he was.
That's huge. He was big. He looks good, too.
I'm pretending I know who that is.
Randy Orton.
Yeah.
You would know his face, I reckon.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay.
Wrestler, anyway.
Obviously.
Anyway, 4WD podcast.
Yeah. Wrestler. Okay. Or actor.
Oh, actor. Okay.
Well,
I'm not very good with actors' names.
Because WWE is acting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
That's real.
It's real.
Yeah, no. It's not, bro.
It's not real. You just ruined it for me. I thought it was real the whole time.
It's crazy that, isn't it? That's where I thought you were going with it. I thought you were going to say, like, when you were kids, did you actually think they were. Of course. Yes, I did. Until dad popped that balloon and was like,
I did until just now.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Sorry.
At least you still got Santa.
That's true.
Yeah. We'll always have Santa.
He is real, so.
Yeah.
Let's get back on what we're doing here.
The 4WD podcast. Yeah.
I skipped over last time asking how you were last episode. So how are you? How are you, Ronnie?
Well, since last time, I've been very hurt. I wasn't asked that question, but no. I'm good, mate. How are you?
Well, you know what? I didn't ask you because I was like, we need to get through because last week's episode... As we spoke about on the pod, it can go down the rabbit hole, which we did.
Yeah.
But I tried to speed things up. But now I feel like this is just a nice, easy topic to talk about. It's a bit of fun. But
it's like the official, how are you going?
Yeah, this is Jaden. Oh, no, you're good. All right.
Well, I was good.
Yeah. He's all smiles over there.
Until you figured out that Randy Orton's faking it.
The tattoo is looming, right? It's looming?
It's, yeah. Well, I mean, we can talk about it.
Yeah, it's not looming. It's...
Jump into on the radar.
Yeah.
It's
happening. It's well and truly on the radar.
Yeah, it is. It's on the radar. Yeah. We'll be doing it
soon.
It
works.
We'll figure out a time with you boys, but we've got a studio. We've got an artist. He's doing up a design now. Shout out to Raph from Bittersweet Tattoo.
Hey.
He'll be doing it. He did my
arm as
well.
So we're going to have Raph and Raffer involved.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
good,
cool.
Good little touch. Can't wait till you put a wheel nut on your own testicle.
Wheel nut on the nutsack. Don't know why you chose it, mate.
This has been a shaky start, fellas. I'm not going to lie. We've stumbled through an intro and then we continued to talk about wrestling.
Yeah, that was
so,
my fault.
well, could have been mine because the way I kicked it off. But we're going to go to On The Radar. Now, this is something that has just come across our desks recently.
Yes.
And by recently, I mean as of today, really. Something I'd heard about myself a couple of weeks ago, but I've put towards you blokes today. And it is, well, On The Radar. Did I say that?
Yes.
This is the segment that we're in.
This is On The Radar.
This is On The Radar. New vehicle efficiency standards.
Mm.
What do you think of when I say those four words, Ronnie?
I don't know. I'll start to boil.
you did actually off air talking.
Yeah, look, I don't like that kind of stuff. You know, there are other things to go picking on. You know.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't like that kind of, you know, like picking on, like, you know, like tradies who are going to buy a ute and are going to potentially pay more.
Yep.
To own a ute because it is emission stuff, and then you got SUV four-wheel drives, but it's only a matter of time before they'll pick on that kind of stuff. I mean, they picked on bull bars for a while and stuff like that. And I'm sure it'll come back again, you know?
Yeah. So for everyone that's wondering what new vehicle efficiency standards is or means, and I think we need to note that, Jaden, correct me if I'm wrong, it's in the pipeline. It's not a confirmed hard.
Yeah. I don't think anything's confirmed yet. No, they've.
Don't take that as gospel either for people listening. But
well, yeah, don't take anything we say as gospel. Yeah. This is just something that's on the radar for us.
And what it is basically is anything other than really a small SUV. So anything above that is my understanding. So all of us, you know, with four-wheel drive come under that, we're going to be paying more on purchase price brand new. We're not sure about used, but brand new purchase price will be increased. Registration will be increased and insurance on these four-wheel drive vehicles as of January 1, 2025 is the proposed date that this comes in. Now, Jaden can help me out a little bit on some of the stuff because he's sort of reading as we go a little bit. But basically, it's to try and cut CO2 emissions and by that increase the price of what it actually is to own a four-wheel drive. Therefore, that's the way that they're saying they're going to cut the emissions down.
So something I just want to jump in with, which is indirectly kind of related. It's going to help get my message across here. I think it was Canada. I think they worked out if they had every single car that was electric in Canada, they would need to build 15 nuclear power plants to power all the freaking cars every car was electric. Some electric manufacturers, is it Polar or Polaris or something? Volvo maybe even.
Yep.
They have canned
Polaris is one.
Doing Polaris, electric cars because it's not feasible.
Right.
So hybrid is the way to go. But all these things they're just throwing out to people, it annoys the crap out of me because they cherry pick stats.
Yep.
They cherry pick stats so it works towards their agenda. I don't want to get political here.
Yep.
And like, I don't even vote, so I'm not political. But shit like that just makes my blood boil because they cherry pick things, they manipulate things that I can get, I don't know, whatever it is across the line that they're trying to get.
Yes. Yeah. So what you're saying is you think it's quite a small contributor.
I think it's.
And you think it will be to offset something else that potentially they see as more important that they can't.
Yeah.
Try and reduce.
Why not put this towards maybe big companies that buy massive fleets, like a mining company? What about the tradies? Bricklayers, you know, chippies, steelies, all these like, you know, like family owned little businesses, they're gonna feel the brunt because you need a ute.
Yep.
People need a freaking ute.
Yep.
So I've come across something here. I've got the document in front of me and obviously I haven't read the whole thing, but there are concessions that they're making apparently to heavier vehicles. So, for example, the headline target that they're going is CO2 in grams per kilometres.
Yep.
So if the target for that vehicle is 141 grams per kilometres, for one car. If a car weighs more than that, say it weighs 1,950 kilos, the effective target for that vehicle would be 156 grams per kilometre. So it increases depending on how heavy your vehicle is.
Right.
There's a set, there's a break point, like there's a limit that you can, that they're putting on it.
Okay.
But the heavier your vehicle, the more grams per kilometres of CO2 you're allowed to technically emit in a year, I think.
Okay. So, curb weight or GVM? That's the question.
Yeah, so that I can't see that in here, whether it's curb weight or GVM, but like I would assume that they're going by...
GVM.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's on a, like, not 100% sure. This is something that we probably have to put like another episode to discuss and all definitely. That.
So, but it's on the radar.
Just from the outset.
Yeah,
something...
And yeah, I'm getting quite upset about it. So let's move on.
Yeah. Well, just before we do move on, and I Jaden's got in here as well, which I didn't realize when I was reading through it a week or so ago, is the credit system for if supplier comes in under the limit, they get credits. And
which
I'm assuming
they can sell.
So they can almost sell off credits to someone that doesn't
another supplier business
that doesn't come under. So it's interesting all of that. But the one thing that I think it's really going to affect is if you are in the market for a four-wheel drive, consider that if this does get up, and it may already be up, I'm not sure, but if this does get up, when is the right time for you to purchase your four-wheel drive? Because I don't think it's going to be tens of thousands of dollars difference. But I think it is a few thousand, if not a couple more. So it's I think it's around potentially what they're, I suppose, predicting is it's about $5,000 on a Ford Ranger or a Toyota Hilux. So
it's a fair whack though.
Yeah.
That's a fair whack.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that, and then plus your rego, plus your insurance is all increasing.
Which also goes up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as I'm aware, Jaden's deep in the books right now, so he'll have more for us. And I think we can cover this over an episode, but it's something to think of. If my dad's looking at buying a dual cab ute currently, he's thinking it through and having a look at everything. And it's something that I think he needs to consider.
The thing is, though, it starts with new cars.
Yes.
Then once that's in, then I'll move to used cars.
Yeah.
So you know, so even though most people probably won't buy a new car.
Yeah.
This is a front line.
How does it work when it's a used car though? Like, I'm buying your car, are you pocketing that extra $5,000 that it costs?
Or
it'll
be stamp duty
or
something.
It'll
be like a tax
to sell that car.
Yeah. It'll be on that pink slip thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, it couldn't be that, but does that hike the price of the four wheel drive? You know, there would have to be something brought in for that. But you know what I'm saying? Like
it'll be through the stamp duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's crazy. But
So you sell a car to someone else. Often people put like a lower price on what they're selling it for and stuff to sort of avoid that stuff. Which you got to be careful with, by the way. But
don't get me wrong though. I think reducing carbon emissions is a good thing.
It's a good thing, but there's other ways of doing it rather than...
I don't know the other ways, but selfishly as a four-wheel driver, I'm like, hey.
Well, one thing, did you see...
big mining companies.
Mining companies. Would you see the Super Bowl? Do you see the heat map of the plane of all the celebrities and CEOs and big business people?
To make it to the Super Bowl.
The jets came in and then all the jets left and there were hundreds and hundreds of private jets that were just leaving around. So these guys are flying around everywhere in their private jets and then like the...
Oh, and you reckon they're making the calls?
Yeah, the fucking blue collar worker is getting taxed on this big thing, and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we need to be careful, don't we, on this topic potentially?
There's lots of stuff.
Yeah. So what you're saying is get a private jet instead of a four drive?
Yeah, I'm just
Well, they're all right. Yeah, it's interesting. Like you say, there's another rabbit hole there that I think we'll dive into another time.
Yeah,
with a bit more information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what annoys me are those people sitting behind a desk and, you know, making these kind of decisions. I don't like it.
Yeah, well, I suppose for you, four-wheel driving is your life. That's your lifeblood, as it is to a tradie who uses it for work.
Yeah,
it's a hobby for me. It's not a necessity, but it's a hobby. I love it. And same as Jaden. So it's sort of like, it does affect a lot of people too. And, I would love to find out a bit more about it and find out what alternatives are.
Yeah, that's the worst thing as well. Not knowing the details of it.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be good to actually like work out down to the dollar what it's going to cost.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, because they haven't really announced what it's actually going to cost, you don't know. And when you don't know, it's worse.
Great on the radar topic though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that is, yeah, it's coming up. Yeah. Happy with that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Let's move on. We don't know enough about it.
Don't know enough about it.
There's a lot of information out there.
Yeah, there is.
So we'll do a bit of research on it. We'll come back and we'll know a bit more.
We'll try and summarise a bit more for
it. It's just something I think we wanted to talk about while it was still.
And we'd love the people's opinion too. Like, what our listeners think, you know? Like,
And
what other suggestions would I have?
Yeah. And don't have to agree with us either. Like,
no, if you think it's a good thing, let us know. Yeah, like, we're just open to information.
Because that's all part of it. So we'll leave it at that. The main topic today is, it's the five essentials, but we're just going to call it the essentials of what we do, of camping. So it's interesting where we can take this, but I think I know we spoke about last week maybe branching away from the 76 for an episode, but I think it comes in nicely because it's a change of setup for you. I've got a little bit of a change of setup that I'm about to jump into. So we've got some interesting situations at the moment that have probably reminding us what we actually do need. Like you just said, it reminds us what we actually need. And the one I want to start with, because it interests me a lot, is the fridge setup. So Jaden, sorry, mate, I've hijacked your run sheet a little bit, but I want to go to the fridge setup. Because for camping, something to keep food and drink cold is a necessity.
It is.
Doesn't have to be a fridge. It could be an esky. But I just wanted to get your thoughts on the smaller fridge that you've packed in the 76.
Well, yeah. So I thought it wasn't going to be sufficient enough. I've got a 20-litre fridge.
Yep. Is that a Dometic 20-litre?
It's a little Dometic one. Yep. I think if you had a Unimog, you'd use that as a centre console fridge probably. Right? It's too big to fit in like a Land Cruiser as a center console, but it's almost that size.
Yep.
It's tiny, but for me and Jono, it was enough. It was enough. We're not heavy drinkers or anything like that, apart from iced coffee. Half of it was iced coffee.
Heavy iced coffee drinker.
Iced coffee and meat was in there, right? So, and then as things came out, we just put some, cans of soda water and a couple of shelters in there. And then just to cool it all down, because a full fridge runs better, is more efficient than an empty fridge.
Yes, so I've
keep it full.
That. Yeah.
Think of it like the empty air, it doesn't retain the coldness.
Yeah, right.
So if you open it, a gust of wind blows it out. But if there's a can there, it's going to retain that coldness. It's much easier for the fridge.
Yeah.
But 20 litres was enough for 3 days, easily enough.
Right.
You know, you just jam that meat in there. And we're talking, it sounds really bad.
He's done in his fridges.
I'm trying to make it, jam the steaks and the snags in there.
Not snags either, just steaks.
What are you jamming in there?
Some cheese sausages.
Oh, no.
Steaks.
Oh, we all know it's just a bunch of iced coffees in there, mate.
Yeah,
we
Porterhouse iced coffee.
You've done it again, Ronnie.
I've done it again. Look, it was enough. It was enough for 3 days.
Yeah.
Would I like a bigger fridge in there? Yeah, for a week-long trip? Yeah, definitely. Because otherwise, I just got to fill up with meat and that's it.
Yeah.
You know? So
I think we'd all agree, though, a fridge or at least a decent esky for a two-night trip. You could, for some of the decent eskies hold ice a long time.
They do, but you need double the esky that you do of the fridge because you need the cooling element is the ice.
Is the ice which takes up space. Yeah, good point. Yeah. Yep. It's interesting because
there's a
hack to that.
You fill up your bottles with filtered water and freeze them.
Oh, yeah.
There's the ice blocks and when they thaw out, you got water to drink. But make sure it's filtered because if it's not filtered, all that salty, chloriney crap falls out first and your first sip is pretty pretty chemical.
What's even out of a tap?
It's just like all it intensely, right?
Like just tap water, you would find that.
Tap water, yeah. So like filtered water is better. If you got tap water, it's fine. Just let it melt more.
Do you folks have an issue with the tap water here?
Yeah.
It's very hard. It's a lot of calcium. So you can tell in our kettle.
You are?
Yeah. Got a rainwater tank. It's way better. Wow. This is unreal. You can't like...
See, I don't have an... I'm not from here, and everyone that comes over here from Victoria reckons the tap water here is shocking.
Yeah.
It's very chloriney. It's very...
I must just be used to it. I don't really have it. I don't find anything.
Oh, I've drunk it for years, but since having filtered, it's just... It's a bit softer.
Yeah.
It's nicer. Must be nice.
It's way better.
Must be nice.
But I prefer...
It's not hard to get a filter, Duggo. Come on, mate.
Yeah. Or a tank.
Captain of the four-wheel drive podcast, mate. We're
put a rainwater tank out in the front yard. Yeah. I like it.
But I would say you can't survive on bottled water that's filtered because there's no minerals in it. You need some minerals.
Well, we're getting too sciencey here.
No, but
I don't know the answers.
You need your salts. Yeah. Hydrolyte every morning, mate.
I'm thinking about offsetting our emissions from our four-wheel drive. We can't bottle water. Like, how are we, you know?
What's going on?
I don't know. My mind's off track. All right.
No. What's going on with all that?
We should offset some chlorine.
Yeah.
Offset like our bottled water. So you're just taking less bottles. Taking your own Dometic bottles.
The new water tax.
Where is that?
It's on that side.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I am thirsty, actually. All right.
What would you...
this is random.
If you're going to pick up like your... If you're going to rate like your 5, let's say, or 8 or 10 most like essential camping items, what's the list? Like swag, fridge.
Swag, chair. Fridge,
like what's the order for you boys?
Yeah.
What cooker do you use?
I've just recently got a Dometic. Little 2-burner.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So
which isn't actually gas. It's like you can hook it into a to like a gas cylinder rather than the butane gas things.
Yep.
It's got the functions of both.
Of both. Best of both worlds. Yeah. A bit like the fire.
Not of the gas little canisters. It's got I've only just got it hooked up to be a big gas cylinder, but there's another function to it. But it's really good. It's actually going to become my home kitchen.
Butane, propane.
Yeah, I don't know. I understand all that. That's why I'm the novice.
It's one of the Ains.
But that's actually going to be my kitchen at home soon because we're trying to do some renovations to the house coming up. So we're going to lose the kitchen and the Dometic cooker is going to be my kitchen.
Just have some good ventilation.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Under the patio, out of the wind and the rain, but it's nice and high.
Yeah.
Have you used it yet?
Yeah, I have actually.
Goes well?
Yeah, it does. It's really good. Yep. And it kind of looks nice.
Yeah. I've got a Fire Knight. The Coleman Fire Knight.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent size.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah, one of my mates has got that.
It's good. I've got the, there's like a... like a top for it, like a barbecue cooker.
Oh, the
top,
big plate? The
big metal, plate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those are elite.
Yeah.
Put your bacon on it, your eggs, like all on that one thing. You don't have to have like pans and stuff.
Yeah.
Just goes on top, sits on top. Only thing is it makes it really heavy.
Yeah.
But it does, like you can close the lid with it and carry it all as one. It's just heavier. But I reckon that's elite. And it heats up so quickly.
It does. It almost too much.
Too quick.
Yeah. So I've got dad gave me his, and I think there's a hack to it. Have you done that hack where you can reduce the heat that comes out of it?
No, I don't know the hack.
Okay.
I just try and turn it as minimal as possible, but it just, it goes out really quick.
You can almost start a forge with that thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's so, so hot. It gets hot so quickly.
Yeah. It burns your feet pretty quick. If you're not on top of it.
I've never turned it like past a quarter.
Yeah. Right.
Never.
It doesn't blow out either.
No.
It does not blow out.
They're elite. I mean, like if the worst problem you have cooking is that your pan's too hot, you've probably got not a lot of problems.
What are they worth?
That is a good question.
I got 260 or something.
Oh, righto.
So the cooker in my Troopy is like nearly $400. It's out there, but that's bloody good. It's compact. I've forgotten even what bloody brand it is, actually.
230 for the Coleman. Dometic was about... 170, 220 as well.
Yeah. The Dometic's quite a bit smaller, I would say.
It's got the windshields on it.
Yeah, it's a good little unit.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's cool.
So the cooker I used while I went away with the 76, I brought an even more compact one. And that's like your old style lunchbox cookers. This was a Coleman one. And I fried my hand. The long skinny gas bottles.
Mm.
I put one of those in, and it didn't quite go in properly. I was just letting, I could hear the gas being let out, and I finally got it in there, and then I turned it on, and poof.
Yeah, right.
all the hands on my hairs were gone. I was like, cool.
All the hands on your hairs.
I thought he said that. There we go.
We're struggling.
Maybe
everyone says it's contagious because I've been struggling through the start of this. All the hands on my hairs.
All right.
Yeah. Back to your question, I think.
What's your order?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but fridge for me, it's a fridge rather
number
than
one.
Fridge. Order. I can't give you an order.
Give me an order.
Oh.
Come on.
Something to sleep in then.
Yeah.
Is number one. Then I would say something to sit in is number two. Then I would say because
it's all that comfort.
It's all that comfort for this bloke.
And then
sleep on the ground.
I don't want to have a beer or cook my steak and then stand and eat it. If you put it in that order. So
you got a tailgate.
You can't find a can't sit in your driver's seat.
Yeah, well, then I may as well just sit at home in the car. Be out in nature.
Can't find
the tailgate is a potential, but
nice.
So what did I say? I've said
something to sleep in, something to sit in,
something to keep your drinks and food cool.
Yep.
If you're not with the caravan, which I never am, I think some shade or
awning,
or like an awning or
gazebo.
And another add on to that. Still in the fourth section though, not the fifth thing.
Go on.
This is the fourth.
Walls.
Because if you are out in the open and you don't have a camper trailer or caravan to retreat to and you do get wild weather, which happens, you are sitting in your driver's seat and your passenger seat. And so I think...
It's an expensive list now.
It is an expensive list.
Walls for your awning and stuff I've never found to be cheap.
Oh, okay.
Or like your gazebo.
Just gazebo could be for space as well.
Yeah,
gazebo.
It's a decent list.
He's got a ute though.
I agree with most of it.
And then my fifth one, I suppose. What would my fifth one be?
Lights.
What have I missed?
You got 5 seconds for the fifth one.
Oh, a cooker.
Cooker.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
Spoke about. Very good.
So,
go, Ronnie.
We didn't tell him, but. We're now going to go on a trip, and that's all you're bringing with you.
Well, that's okay because now my tailgate, because I've brought a chair, becomes my table.
Oh yeah, okay, but you didn't say car.
Oh come on.
Yeah, okay.
He's just carrying.
I'm not taking that in the backpack. Although my new Dometic swag, I could. I've got my number one ticket item. I could probably just throw a chair on the shoulder.
It's a lot of Dometic coming out of you, mate.
I know. It's
Dometic, well, it's a quality product. You know it. Dan from Dometic, he's a good fella.
Yeah, I do like Dan.
Great salesman.
Yeah. So okay. So your table's your tailgate. That's sorted. That's good. So rather than
I've brought my car. So
rather than saying the order that I'll be thinking about, this is the order I actually brought with me, and there's a few things that I'm missing. So the first thing I went in was the shovel and toilet paper. That was the first thing. Then the battery box went in to power the fridge.
I was just saying, can I just stop you for a second?
Yeah.
The amount of times you speak about toilet paper and a shovel for taking a shit. And you do drink a lot of coffee. So people are putting together the pieces here. Rafa goes to the toilet to take a leak about every 25 minutes. I'm picturing in my head, Ronnie's just off for a bog in the bush every like hour.
He was up at the crack of dawn.
It's the first thing he said on the essentials camping list is toilet paper and a shovel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have the essentials, mate. You can light a fire with toilet paper too.
Opposite to that, you're not shitting at all.
Oh no! Well, I got my hands. I just dig a hole. And, I don't know. I'd find a way. I'm not going to wipe with my hands.
Yeah, it's your free seashells.
If I'm close to water, you can give yourself a quick wash, or you grab a good handful of leaves.
Oh, we're going aquabong now.
Wow. Honestly, I didn't think of toilet paper and a shovel either. Like
it's pretty essential now. I think about it. Bloody hell, it is. Wipe my ass,
it's up there.
Okay, well, you can dig
good
for
call,
water.
Ronnie. Good call.
Yeah. And you can knock out wildlife and eat it.
With a shovel.
Yeah.
It's a weapon.
You can dig for grubs.
Now you don't need an esky because you just
I can invade a camp.
Yeah, but where's he going to keep his cold brews? Hunting brews?
Yeah, good point.
Your coffees.
Yeah. Or your shelters.
All right, no, sorry, go on.
All right.
Shovel and toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that one item?
Yes.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. Well, because I put the toilet paper on the shovel.
Ah.
Toilet roll holder. There you go. Sorted.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. We're pointing fingers here. Quick. All right, let's move on. Battery box goes in to power the fridge. It's a portable one. It's a new gear I'm testing out, so I'm not going to talk about that yet until I'm happy with it. But that battery box, we didn't have anything to power it with, but all it was doing was powering the fridge. So with a fridge, you can actually plug it into your Sigi plug as well up the front. So while you're driving, you could power the fridge there. That will keep your battery going longer if you have one of those battery boxes just going. It's the most affordable way of having a portable battery with you.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't have all the charging bits in there.
Suppose I can't charge my fridge now, can I?
No battery.
Yeah, because I didn't say. But I'm assuming I've got a battery in my car. Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to say engine and.
It's just you only power while you're driving.
Yeah. But it is an it is gear. It's an accessory.
I mean, we are talking camping essentials, not like, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I think
so. Just checking, so people are like, who didn't even. Battery, and he's got a fridge.
Yeah, and to be honest,
not that people say that or sound like that.
We've already gone past essentials by bringing a battery and a fridge. We've actually already gone past essentials.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So,
but this is the order you've packed. This is the order 76.
This is the order that I packed. So, shovel, toilet paper first, fridge, the battery to power it, and then a couple of boxes that just had Marva gear in it. You know, just threw some boxes in, swag on the roof. Didn't bring a table, but the boxes worked as a table. And this was accidental. I wanted to bring a table. Actually, I didn't want to bring a table. I wanted to bring one of those benches. So from BCF, you can get those big tables, you know. But they also have those white benches. So I was going to bring a bench because if I sit in my chair, the bench is at that same height. Because, you know, in a camping chair, they're always lower.
Yeah,
and you're sitting like weirdly. Yeah. Like it's like you're driving a Harley or something.
The ape hangers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So instead of that, I was going to bring a bench because it's lower. I can cook right there. Everyone can hang around.
Yep.
With that cheap Coleman cooker, that did the job. Did a really good job. Even I'm burning my hairs off my hands this time. Yep, I got
your
that right.
Hands off your hairs.
Yep. And that was more or less it. Yeah. The only thing with when you're cooking in your boxes though, you got to make sure you got everything out that you need before you start your cooker.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you're...
Great point.
Otherwise, you're doing the fire balance dance.
Great point. That's a scary dance, that one.
It is.
I've done that a couple of times.
Especially as oil in the pan.
Having the tailgate, you've got a pretty good option there for a table. A
great
seat
option.
For anything.
Yeah. I need...
You have to park level though.
You did it to the Hilux, didn't you? The tailgate little...
Yeah, little storage.
Pop-up. Yeah. Is that Hurricane?
Yeah, it's hurricane.
Yeah.
But you got to keep something in there you don't need very often because if you cook in there, you're like, oh, my spices are underneath here.
Great area for like recovery gear.
Yeah. It does get heavy though, the tailgate, but
it's
a great use of space.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sorry, just to jump in. You remember the four-wheel drive show in Sydney, the Land Cruiser that won the...
Sydney.
The modified, the best rig, and it had the tailgate with the cooker... inbuilt into it, the hot plate and stuff.
Oh, that was a 100 series.
That was Adelaide.
Oh, sorry, not Sydney,
gotcha,
Adelaide.
Yeah, Adelaide.
My bad.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That was cool. Sick.
That was insane.
That was cool.
That was so cool, that car.
That whole car was basically done by the owners, like everything in there, like that style.
Was it built, not bought? That was the competition.
Yes. Yeah, Sam Isles, built, not bought,
That's
was
right.
running the comp. And he picked it, and I asked him why did he pick that, and he just said everything on that car for a custom, basically the whole car was custom.
Yeah.
He said it was just so neat.
And they were traveling around Australia too.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Did you ever chat to them as well?
Yeah. They're living
Unreal car.
Car.
Yeah.
Unreal
that
car.
That was wicked. Yep. Yeah. What's your five, Jaden?
Something to sleep in.
Yep.
Fridge.
Yep.
Cooker. See, now I want to say toilet paper and shovel.
You can borrow mine.
If I go with Ronnie, I'll borrow his.
You can borrow mine.
Thanks, man. Toilet paper pretty quick.
One sheet at a time.
Yeah. 3-ply?
Lighting, like a torch or something like that.
Ah, yeah.
There's
so many essentials.
Geez, for number 5.
Yeah, if you're traveling with me, you need a torch.
Yep. you do.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
And number five, geez, I haven't said something to sit in, but I think that's outside the top five essentials for me, because there's always like, you know, a piece of wood or something that you can sit on.
Did you say swag?
I said something to sleep in.
Okay, but if you had a swag, you can sit on it.
Yeah, you can sit on your swag.
Sit on a swag?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's rolled up.
You can around sit on a fire, it. You can lean back on it.
I was going to say. Well, then that sucks. It sucks putting it up at night, though, when you're ready to go to bed and you finish sitting down. You got to roll your swag out and put it up.
Well, that goes dark anyway when I rock up, so.
Yeah. That's why I've got a torch.
It'd be interesting. We should log this and then literally strip the cars out. You've got your rooftop 10 on top, but you take the 76. I'll take my Ranger. You take your 76, and we take only the five things that we said, and we'll see who's more comfortable.
You know what? I like that.
I'm going to be hurting when it comes to the morning time after my coffee and I'm not allowed to use Ronnie's shovel and toilet paper.
Yeah. Okay. On that then, I'm going to say shovel and toilet paper as the fifth.
All right.
We'll play this back
when we're ready to do this trip.
Yeah.
Five things, nothing else.
Wow.
But you can obviously just like, so I can stock my fridge with food and drink.
All right. Ooh. So when I turn the torch on, you're not allowed to look where I'm pointing it.
No, but I've got my phone.
How long are we camping for here?
No, you didn't say it in your essentials.
I'm taking my phone.
No, you're not, mate.
Yeah. Well, then I can't take my wallet. How am I going to pay for fuel to get out there? Five essentials for camping, not for driving and talking. Anyway, I like that idea. It's a fair Let's call. Do it.
There's a few loopholes here, you know.
100% there's a few loopholes, but we are making sure that it's only the five basic items for camping.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So like even my front runner boxes that are full of everything else, I think maybe one of us should take tools just in case. Yeah. Like and probably one of us should take recovery gear.
But if it's five items, where does this limitation stop? So if you have a box, that's an item. Every item inside the box is another item, right?
Okay, we're going to have to figure this one out.
We have to figure this
out. This is something that we can do.
We've got to think about it though. Like some of the items are required for driving or repairs or recovery. Whereas when you stop the car.
That's purely talk, just and it's camping.
Like, and the fire's on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we need?
How are we going to light a fire?
Figure it out. There's techniques to that.
Jeez.
There are techniques to that and they take a while. So, yeah, that's really interesting. We need to know the limitations of this.
Well, if we go at this time of year, we can't light a fire.
No.
So...
That's true.
Your torch will come in handy.
Yeah, my torch will come in very handy. None of you are allowed to use it.
Anyway, I wonder how we can just take out the grey area and just utilise the five items that we mentioned.
Well, I wonder if people are still listening to this.
Good chance they're not.
Still listening to us talk. And if you are, thank you. Congratulations.
Good chance they're not.
I wonder if they can help us out. If they've got any ideas that can...
Camping essentials.
I think a reasonable list could be 10 items. I reckon a reasonable list could be 10 items. And you're allowed to use your car as a bit of a cheat. Like, okay, you got a tailgate, there's your table, there's your chair kind of thing.
Yeah. Maybe we take everything out of our cars. Obviously, we keep a toolbox, we keep a radio, keep recovery gear.
Yeah.
But everything else, cutlery, utensils, like all that stuff, that's camping stuff. I think we take it out.
All right.
Bare bones it. Take eight things.
Eight things now. I think next podcast, we bring in a list. We say one off at a time.
Yeah.
So we're not copying the list. And then we'll see what we actually ended up with.
Yeah. How about you guys give me your list and then I'll read them all out.
And then the worst list has to get a tattoo. No.
Yeah. Might as well.
The person who caves in first.
No, I'd actually be keen to do that for a night away.
No, I think we actually do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we can have a chat out there too. And
so we don't show each other what it is. We just bring those 10 items.
I think we need to show each other what it is because I think we need to hold each other accountable to what's actually in it.
Oh, So you don't know until we go, right?
Nah.
No, I reckon then, like, say we're going to leave. This is a brainstorming idea. This is probably for a meeting outside of on air, but let's just talk about it quickly. Let's do, like, we're about to leave for the night away.
Yeah.
We all rock up and we show each other the 10 items or 8 items or whatever we're going to bring.
Yep.
tick it all off with each other.
Yep.
We're all good. We've got our recovery gear and, you know, some tools and whatever that just in case something goes wrong. We're not going to be that far away, so it's probably not going to matter too much. But that's like, we just tick it off, hold each other accountable to the 8 items, and then we take off all together.
Yep. I reckon, you know, before we leave, we search each other's cars as well.
Yes.
We make sure, you know, we
look make sure at, Ronnie has because removed Ronnie's his Tim Tam packet.
Yeah, exactly. The secret dark chocolate packets.
No, that's currency.
You're not allowed to bring it.
It's camping. Yeah, it's camping bring currency.
It. That's like, I'm dying for a Coke right now. Hey, you want some chocolate? I'll trade you for a Coke. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's excellent. You know, like you go on a week long, 2 week camping trip with people, like you're traveling, and I always hide something somewhere. And I even forget what the hell I brought. It gets to a point where I'm starting to run low. It's like, let me go to my stash. I go to my stash and there's usually heaps of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I can trade with people.
I don't mind it. Look, I don't mind that.
It creates a good environment.
Not on this
interesting
trip.
Environment.
Or you can. You could bring it though, but they're not going to be much to trade for. I like that idea. Did you guys have something to cook with in your ideas? I know we're going to do another one with a proper sheet.
Shit.
Because you have to cook your own dinner. Like you can't use, you know how like when you go camping, everyone shares and we cooking our own dinners and stuff. Because
I don't know if I did.
Anyway, you've got another. You can have another go at it now.
Yeah,
it's 8 items. I'll just eat raw meat.
Oh, I wouldn't mind saying that. I'm bringing a cooker, but I wouldn't mind saying that.
I'll be the most uncomfortable person at this bloody campsite.
Shovel and what's toilet paper in tow.
What's your number one forgotten item? What have you forgotten the most? There's always something you forget.
Tell you what, I've forgotten sleeping gear a few times.
Yeah,
I've slept without pillows. Dunas, interesting. Like everything.
Yeah, sleeping so pillows bags. Also? Yeah.
Pillow or paper towel?
I'll tell you what, one time.
Yeah, paper. That's mine as well. Paper towel. How good's paper towel?
Good.
Saves water.
Paper towel is good.
Yeah.
But they would be my two.
Yeah. That's...
If anyone's out there has got a fix for me as to where to put my pillow or how to store them, that's not in a garbage bag in the back of my ute, I'd like to know it.
What's your alternative to a pillow?
Just roll up, Charles.
I've got... I rocked up at camp once. I forgot my sleeping bag. The fix for me was leave the sleeping bag in the car, in the drawer, put it there, never forget it again.
Yep.
Rocked up to camp, set up everything, went to get... bedding and stuff, and I was like, oh no, I've forgotten it. Forgot everything. Went to bed with a towel over me, and this is like August, September, freezing.
Oh no.
Just a towel, went to sleep on the ground because I had a tent, not a swag. So I was sleeping on the floor of this tent. Woke up in the morning after a horrible sleep, driving out, opened the drawer. There's my sleeping bag.
Love that.
Oh, so there's not always a fix, mate.
Nah.
Sometimes you just have to beat your own brain.
No.
What's the alternative to a pillow? Did you have a good idea?
Towel.
A towel, yeah.
Towel or clothing.
Unless you need that for a doona.
Yeah.
Pick your poison.
Yeah. I usually wrap up clothes in a towel.
Yep.
And that works okay.
Yeah. You realise how nice your pillow is, though, when you're sleeping on a couple of jackets, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, and I like having two pillows.
Yeah. Oh, you sleep with two?
Oh, you generally do, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah.
I'm just the one operator, but...
Yeah, me too.
We got very sidetracked there, so I think that's enough on the essential gear. And I do. I actually really do appreciate if you've hung around for that one, because that was just the three of us having a laugh.
That was...
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you've listened to the full thing, you're a real loyal four-wheel driver.
What we did mention, though, is that I've taken my canopy off my car. So I'm going to currently thinking up a bit of a new camping setup. So actually will be good fun to try and figure out how it all packs up with the 8 essential items that I'll be bringing on the trip. And I think... Yeah, so part of my reasoning is the front runner boxes, which I've raved on about numerous times on the podcast.
Yes.
Sit in drawers, in a drawer under, obviously, the flatbed in the tub. So because of the boxes are the drawers, basically, I'm trialing getting the tub, the whole tub back, and using it as a ute.
You thought about a hard lid on the tub?
I have. I don't like him. Part of it is because I want to. I want my ute for stuff where I need. If I need to throw a fridge in the back to move it, especially because we are doing some renovations at the house, I need the full space of the ute. So it's like, why don't I just rip the canopy off, which I love. I'll just hold on to that, and then I'm going to trial. Like I'm most interested to see how camping goes.
Yeah,
in a ute. I've never really camped with it as a ute.
You could sleep in the back of it.
Well, yeah, I've done that before I had drawers in there. I had a hard canopy, like a fiberglass canopy, but I had slept in there before with a mattress down. It was awesome. I kept the tailgate down, my legs sticking out the side. I thought I was going to get like dragged out of there by some murderer, but I didn't. But yeah, I'm excited because the front runner boxes I can just stack up in the back of the tub, and I don't really need them in a drawer. All the drawers, I love the kit, the front runner kit, because I've got that drawer system too. But the it just hides my compressor really.
Yeah.
And I need a new compressor. I need a new second battery. And I just want to start again.
Is he renovating his house, or is he renovating his car?
Yeah.
That's low.
I need ideas though, because I haven't done it as a ute before. So
okay.
The boxes are going to stay because I absolutely love them. And I've got the front runner rack on top of the cabin as well. So that just works for me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try stacking those up the back, and the fridge will be sitting lower, and I don't need a drop slide.
And they stack nicely too. But one thing I would suggest you do, I suggest all of us should actually do, right? Actually, I've done it recently, so it wouldn't really work for me. Take everything out of your car and look at it and look at each item and try and remember the last time you used it. And every single item you do recall using goes back in. Everything else, look at it and go, do I need it or do I not need it? Is it with me because it's an emergency? For example, you pull your bottle jack out. I mean, put that back in.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you haven't used it, then good on you.
Yeah.
But put it in a bloody car.
Yeah.
But anything else, you know, it could be like, it could be anything, you know, like another knife, a torch you didn't know you had, you know, just don't put it back in because you never used it anyway. Unless you were missing a torch and you couldn't find it, you know. But I did that with my 79 when I took the canopy off the back, the little canopy. The amount of shit I pulled out that I'd never, ever used ever was phenomenal. It would have weighed like 50 kilos more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just takes up space. So I was always struggling for space.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like it. If you don't use it, get rid of it.
Yeah. I reckon you find heaps of stuff.
I absolutely will. Yeah, I've been meaning to pull out the drawers. Yeah, I'll find a sleeping bag. Like, oh, that's where it was. I'll tell you what, I was so upset.
Oh, you would have been.
It was the worst night. The worst night.
Yeah.
Sleep is underrated, especially when you're camping.
It would have been so much better if I had a swag, but being in a tent, there's no warmth retention.
Was it your first night?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the first night. I have the first night blues.
Yeah.
Camping. I think I've spoken about that before.
Yeah.
Never ever get a great sleep.
We had a few people that agreed with you on that.
It's weird.
Yeah. Common thing.
All right. That's
Driving late at night? That's my question. Were they driving late at night? Were you driving late at night? Okay.
It's just the first night when you're out, you're away from everything.
I don't know.
It's
just like. You might do it enough to like.
I sleep better.
Yeah. See, the first.
If I'm in a swag.
Yeah.
If I'm not in a swag.
Oh, okay.
First, I'll get the same. Problem.
Yeah.
First night.
Second night, like a log, but.
Okay. It's because you're overtired.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I did sleep the night before. So it's just weird. Really light sleep. But anyway, I think that'll do on Essential Gear. And I think there's something in the framework for that. There's something to that. Yeah. Let's do it.
Actually, one more question.
It's a good challenge.
When we did the Adelaide show, because you then weren't sleeping at home, you were sleeping in another foreign place.
Yep.
Being Adelaide.
Yep.
A wonderful foreign place. But then. I love Adelaide.
Beautiful city, yeah.
Adelaide is city my favourite city to go to.
Yeah, right. It is a great spot.
It's nice.
So when we drove back from on that trip, did you have a good sleep in the first night there?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. Yeah, we had the Cowboy Steaks, didn't we, that night?
Yeah.
I reckon I did.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone did. It was the last night I had a terrible sleep because we were up to a bloody...
The UFOs.
That bit harder, yeah. We were up so early.
Yeah.
Now, the first, I think I did, but I'd just done the big trip on the East Coast in a half of that was in the swag.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I hadn't been home for a while. So I think I was used to maybe just being out of my own bed a little bit more, maybe. Maybe that was it. It's a good question though, because I don't recall sleeping poorly that morning.
Okay. Interesting.
I
was just trying to figure out what that might be.
Once you boys gave me my swag polls.
Oh, yeah.
That was Jono's idea.
Okay, yeah. Tony's idea.
Yeah, Tony.
Oh, Tony's idea. Oh, Tony sent me a text the other day.
What a guy. I love Tony.
Great man.
Oh, sorry. Different Tony. Different Tony sent me a text.
Tony, you talking
about? Jimmy Tony.
Ah, yeah.
Sorry, right. I thought Tony. Yeah, because he heard the podcast about the radio, how I didn't know how to pair it up with. Yeah, he sent me a how-to video.
Did he? Yeah. Harry was playing around with his at Norwell a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He pulled him out and he's like, I don't even know how to use this just yet. Like, so many buttons. Yeah. He was checking out with Tommy how far away it would like, and it was reading 24 meters south is where this transmission's coming from. And
yep.
Yeah, it was cool stuff. I just heard the fire.
Yeah.
So that obviously is the cue, Ronnie. Cue, boys. But it is time for around the fire pit where I shut the laptop and Jaden asks the questions from the listeners.
Well, let's hope everyone's been sticking around.
Four-wheel drive podcast on Instagram is where you send these in.
Yeah. First question is, what's your five essential? No.
Yeah.
So.
And from the top.
I know we've been talking about setting up a phone line and stuff.
Yeah.
Getting it sorted. Getting it.
Nice.
Ooh. It's happening. So hopefully by the time this episode's live, we'll have some way for you to send in recordings or of your voice or whatever it is.
Be good to hear the voice.
So we'll set something up. It'll be similar to a fine system from Backchat. If anyone's over listening to us from Backchat, or if anyone's listening to us and want to check out Backchat, we'll have something similar to that.
Yep.
Anyway, first question, Outback Off-Road NT. A couple questions for the three of you. Favorite track / camp. We'll start with that one.
Favorite track / camp.
Yep. Let's go. Let's go. Favorite track.
Yep.
Who wants to start?
I'm going to say Ambernell Highway because it's 1,300 k's long, and the track is not going to end for at least a week.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to figure out what that meant actually. I was like, what's finishing in a week? It takes that time.
It takes that time to travel, and then you end up in one of the coolest places.
Yep.
Mad Max Cooper Pedy.
I'm with you.
Oh yeah.
Nice camp near the plane crash. Yeah, that's my easy answer.
Is that for track and camp?
Yeah, because it's not like it's a difficult track. For periods of time, not much happens on it, but just knowing that you're remote in the bush for 7 days does it for me.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. I haven't done a lot of tracks that are well known or I haven't done a lot at all, but one that is close to Perth, I'm not sure if Perth local, but is part of the part of the Mundell track up the top end of it towards Perth. Is it Mundell track the Mundaring to Albany track? Is that
that's the four drive track, 1,000 k one?
I
haven't done that one.
Yeah, so it's really really cruisy, really easy, but it's actually quite nice. It's a great drive. You could do it in a fairly stock four-wheel drive, no worries.
How long did it take you? Did you do
the
whole lot?
No, I haven't done the whole lot. I sort of used it to get to like parts of Dwelling up and around that area. So I sort of cruised for, a little bit on there. And that was a beautiful, beautiful drive. Not challenging at all, but just takes you a different way to get down there. You're just cruising on a dirt road. And I think there's plenty of offshoots as well that you can take.
Yeah. Choose your own adventure.
Yeah. But that track as another vein to get down south, I suppose. Use it that way. But it's a good idea to have a look at. And you can do just little parts of it and then just jump back on the road and take off home if you want to have a look at it for a day and shoot off.
So, that's good. I never checked it out. I may have driven parts of it without knowing.
You probably have, yeah. It's all different names of different roads. Like, it's not...
Yeah, it's
you're
just
not
all
on
joined
the
Mundell up.
Track. It's just that's the route. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a Mundell. There's a couple of different names.
I think they were extending it or something.
They were. I think they were going from Albany maybe towards Esperance, or they were cutting back up to Kalgoorlie or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. But that one's a good one to look at.
Oh, you camp?
Go. Sorry.
Camp spot,
yeah. To be honest, one of my favourites. I might have said it another one before, but I'm thinking of it because it's connected to the Mundale track a little bit, but is a camp on the Murray River in Dwelling Up, not in the main, you know, the paid campsite section, outside the park. And it's a little secret spot that I got made aware of and sent the coordinates of, and it is prime time camping.
Is it off a track that, like, Captain something?
Captain Fawcett?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. No.
That's why I didn't say Fawcett.
No, I'm only joking. It's around there, but it's not okay. Off that track, no.
Yeah.
But it's. Yeah. I think it's, yeah, it's yeah. very, very close.
Yeah.
Great little spot. Well, I think we could potentially do our little camp down there.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Potentially.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
So, just speaking of Captain Fawcett, camped there recently and I forgot about the freaking mine site.
Yeah.
All night.
Yeah.
So annoying. So annoying.
Yeah, you do deal with that down there, but
yeah,
beautiful.
Is that at your campsite too, though, that sound? Depending on which way the wind blows?
It's a few years ago now. I don't remember it being...
Cool.
That's actually the same spot that the fox was in the tent.
Oh.
That, you remember the story of Lauren thinking there's a fox in the tent or something? Yeah, that was that spot. Yep. Yeah. So
the imaginary fox.
Yeah, in the rooftop tent. Yeah, that is my leg.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Jaden, track, camp. I know you asked him the question, but hey, he did ask you as well.
Yeah, he did say three.
I don't know that track. You been on the arm track?
Yeah. You guys haven't done that one? It's a good one. I should definitely go check it out.
It's just out of art.
There's a track that goes from Coral Bay or just under Coral Bay to Ningaloo. I enjoy that track just because it takes me to my favourite camp spot, which is Windirbandy Point.
Ah, yeah.
Love that.
Is this near Yardie Creek kind of thing? Or
no, so Yardie Creek's further up from Windirbandy, but it's like a track that kind of connects that whole the whole coastal route. It starts like you can get on just past Carnarvon. You basically go up all the way.
Oh,
I don't know what it's called. I don't know if it's a track or anything, but it's my
okay.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones.
Nice.
And then there's also D'Entrecasteaux National Park. I really enjoy the tracks down there.
Yep,
those are really nice.
Yeah, they're good.
And
tracks.
That down south, like it's like a wet. You know the wet feel of down south? Yeah, I like that.
Heaps of water down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of water down south. Ocean. Yeah.
It's also, when it's 42 degrees in Perth, it's generally 21 down there, you know?
Yeah, which is nice.
And if it is 40 down there, it could change to 20 next day.
What do you guys call that here? A stezza.
Did I just...
Nah, Jaden and a testy pop is what I call it from Victoria. Yeah. We all have them, mate. It's all good.
I'm turning 18 next week, boys.
Yeah.
Hold off.
Oh, right. Okay. I didn't even notice.
No, just a little quiver.
Would you like fries or that?
All right.
Jesus, it's been quality. All right.
The last one. If you could only have one car for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Who's asking this question?
Outback Off-Road NT.
Oh, he's getting.
So he's got three.
If you get one car and that's all you can have for
The rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Oh, man. Don't ask that.
I'm going to Troopy.
Troopy?
Yep.
Why?
I'd have the three seats in the back, so for the rest of my life, if I wanted to have some kids later on down the track, fit them in. You got heaps of space in the back.
10 seats.
Ten seats. I want to keep the old bench seats.
Poor Lauren.
But it's just been a dream for a long time, and I feel like it. You know, it, one of those ones that just anytime, anywhere sort of thing. A Troopy.
Yeah. The only thing that would turn me off having like a 70 series is the space in the back.
Yeah.
For like families and stuff, it's not. And there's the airbag issue.
Yep. I might do the 4-seat conversion like Ronnie.
Yeah.
One car for the rest of my life. Oh,
pick one, Ronnie. Nissan Patrol.
Mitsubishi Triton.
Triton.
No, I'll say a Hilux because you can push it off a cliff and come back next day and it's washed up again.
As long as you're not in the car.
Yeah, you mightn't wash up that well.
Yeah. For me,
they're
100 series Land Cruiser, 200 series Land Cruiser, one of those two would be the one. I think like it's Yeah.
What would Outback Off-Road NT, is that the name?
Yep.
Outback what would yours be?
Yeah, tell us your favourite track, camp, and favourite car.
Would he keep his single cab V8, brand new one he's got? That's what I want to know.
Oh, we know Outback Off-Road NT.
I know who he is.
Oh, right.
I'm pretty sure. Is this his Instagram or YouTube handle?
Instagram.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's the same.
Aye. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Friends.
Yep. Friends.
Can I ask a question to the listeners about the interviews?
Yes.
So if you are still with us, there might be three people. So
we've been going for an hour, so.
Let us know who you want. But we just want some feedback on who you guys would like us to interview potentially throughout the four-wheel drive industry. And if there's someone that comes back with weight in numbers, then we might look at trying to get them on the show if they're up for it and available and actually happy to come on. So if someone far outweighs anyone else.
Think outside the box too. I like outside box thinking.
And we love having guests on. It adds another dimension to what we're doing. So it keeps us on track from doing what we did today. But we just want to put that out there. So I think we might, hopefully get some good results because we're getting plenty of buy-in from you guys, which we appreciate across the socials and YouTube and muchly appreciated. So give us a little bit more feedback. Who do you want us to interview?
Yeah.
Put that out there.
Am I saying two words again?
I'll give you the cue.
The two words was the Patreon last week.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Patreon. Do you want to end the two words?
No.
Do you want me to just sign us off?
Sign us off.
Well, that's it. That's it, Jaden.
Well, yeah.
Nothing else around the fire pit was?
Let's talk about what we need to talk about on Patreon.
All right.
Let's reveal that there.
Sweet. Right over.
Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't know what's going to happen again.
Let's go.
The four-wheel drive fit. Let's go. The four-wheel drive podcast driven by Shelter. That was the essentials of camping. Music by the Southern River Band. Let it ride. Four-wheel drive podcast on Instagram. All of the episodes over at Backchat's YouTube. And thank you again to our patrons. We'll be chatting to you soon.
And what are your five items? More than two words there.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.